Today could be a big day for transportation funding in the state. The GOP-controlled Legislative Budget Committee is expected to take up several proposals from Democratic Governor Tony Evers about road and rail. A proposed $45 million boost for passenger rail could lead to more Amtrak Hiawatha trains between Milwaukee and Chicago, and a second daily Empire Builder passenger train across Wisconsin to the Twin Cities in Minnesota. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says most of the additional $45 million would go toward adding three round trips a day on Hiawatha, bringing the number of daily round trips to 10. The Wisconsin Association of Railroad Passengers, or WISARP, supports increasing the service. Group spokesperson Terry Brown says Hiawatha is almost too much of a hit.
There are certain rush hour trains going north that are beyond capacity. There's many people standing from Chicago Union Station to at least the Milwaukee Airport.
The Illinois Department of Transportation recently backed off its public push for more Hiawatha service due to noise and other concerns near the track in the northern Chicago suburbs. But Arun Rao of the Wisconsin DOT says the two states and the privately owned railroad that owns much of the track continue to talk about alternatives.
We would also be looking at incremental improvements. If we did a smaller subset of infrastructure, could we move up to an eighth round trip, and then ninth, and then tenth?
The rest of the $45 million would go for final design and construction of another daily passenger train between Milwaukee and the Twin Cities. Passenger groups say the TCMC, or Second Empire Builder, is needed for more reliable eastbound service to Milwaukee because the current Empire Builder coming from the West Coast is often late. Terry Brown of WISARP says the additional state dollars would likely trigger matching funds from the federal government.
The process of acquiring grants from the Federal Railroad Administration is going to be very easy, but there's still some paperwork and administrative work to be done. And the only way we'll get those grants is if the state has allocated the state's share of the money first.
The Wisconsin DOT says the TCMC train could be running within 3 or 4 years. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.